Now, real quickly, I want you to go with me to Mark chapter 1. I want to show you two more things before we go. Mark chapter 1, if that's the Jesus book, what was the Jesus habit? Look at verse 35 in Mark chapter 1 and verse 35 to 37. Jesus, as you're getting to the 35th verse, lived in a whirlwind of activity. He was constantly eating, walking, talking, sleeping with 12 men who never seemed to leave him alone. Kind of like, you know, a homemaking mother with a lot of kids. It was just like always there. He was followed by vast crowds, desperate individuals who were always seeking him out for help and for healing, for deliverance. He was chided and rebuked and scoffed by his own family. He was personally the target of Satan. He was attacked by every demon that could be rounded up to scream at him and thrash around in front of him and seek to bother him. Plus, he had all the civil and religious authorities always dogging him, trying to get him. So, in other words, what I'm saying is he had a very stressful, full life. Now, look at Mark 1:35. Here's the Jesus habit. And as I read this, I wonder, is there any excuse why we don't have this habit? Jesus was busier than any of us could ever possibly be. But look at verse 35. Now, in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. And Simon also, and those who were with him, searched for him. And when they found him, he said, everyone's looking for him. And he says, yeah, I know. What was Jesus' habit? He went out, and by the way, for those of you that are not morning people, Jesus was also a night owl. He went out sometimes at night and spent all night communing with God and in fellowship with him. Other times he went out a great while before sunrise. But do you know what the Jesus habit was? Jesus had the habit that he had a life so full of people, so full of ministry, that he didn't even have a moment to eat. Yet in the midst of it, if we follow him, we find his secret. He had the pattern in life to stay in step with God's will, to make time and find a place to get alone and commune with God. That was his habit. Jesus found a place. When he traveled, he'd look around and he'd find some spot. And after he got the disciples tucked in, he'd go to it. And after other times, he would have not found a spot. And after all of them were snoring, he got up. But what was the habit? He said, I can't make it without time in communion with my Father in heaven. And if Jesus couldn't make it, I don't know how we think we can. But let's look at his diet, and we'll finish up. Matthew 4:4. Go back there. You know the verse, but I want you to see it. The Jesus book, the Jesus habit, the Jesus diet. Jesus fed himself on God's word and tells us we can't really live unless we eat a balanced meal every day from the word of God. And here it is. In the midst of his temptation, Jesus answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. He said, it's good to eat healthy. But don't just eat healthy. Have every word, verse 4, that proceeds from the mouth of God.